WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. British conductor Roger Norrington has been a pioneer in the use of historical instruments in performances of not-so-early music. His complete set of Beethoven symphonies last year was a great success. Now Angel Records has released two albums of music from even deeper into the 19th century. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
The use of historical instruments has finally entered the musical mainstream. There are now conductors like Roger Norrington and John Elliott Gardner who are not merely using gut strings and valveless horns, but who have real ideas about music. And the music they're playing is no longer confined to the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and the Baroque period. Norrington's latest recordings are of such central repertory figures as Schubert, Schumann, Mendelssohn, Berlioz, and Wagner. There are two new discs, and they're both impressive and delightful. The first is an album of early Romantic overtures, which include such staples as Mendelssohn's Hebrides or Fingal's Cave overture, which he apparently composed before he actually saw the famous Scottish tourist attraction. There are also overtures to Weber's Oberon and Wagner's The Flying Dutchman in its exciting original version. The album also includes a couple of less frequently performed but marvelous pieces, like Berlioz's fascinating overture to an opera that he never completed about a Westphalian secret court, Les Francs Juges, which has some splendidly sinister and rhythmically unsettling brass and percussion. There's Schumann's darkly moving overture to his opera Genoveva. Yes, Schumann wrote an opera. My favorite is a joyous, irresistibly tuneful Schubert overture to a melodrama called Die Zauberharfe, The Magic Harp, but you won't hear any harps. Norrington and his original instrument orchestra, the London Classical Players, give brilliant, exuberant performances of all of these overtures. They revel in the fresh, crisp timbres of the old instruments, which end up sounding paradoxically modern. Listening in stereo to the historic seating arrangements of the musicians is another pleasure. You can hear the second violins on the right answering the first violins on the left, the way the composers intended. Norrington likes sharp accents and brisk tempos. His performances are always in the fast lane, and that keeps them buoyant and exhilarating. In Schubert's great C major symphony, however, I think there's more going on than the youthful energy that Norrington emphasizes. He makes strong musicological justifications for his interpretation, but finally I miss the oases of repose, the spaciousness, not just the slowness, that allows non-historically oriented conductors like Klemperer, Furtwängler, and Celibidache to be more searching and heartfelt. In comparison, Norrington seems to be rushing. The sublime trio of the scherzo movement, for instance, sounds more military than rustic. Still, Norrington always gives us something new to think about, to argue with. My only worry is that he seems to have virtually the same slant on everything. He's smart and enormously gifted. It's great that he's expanding his repertory. Now I'd like to see him expand his view of music, too.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. This weekend at the Emerson Studio Theater in Boston, Lloyd will direct the premiere of These People, Voices for the Stage. It's an adaptation of his first book of poems. This is Fresh Air.